All praises be to the Most High Yahweh. He's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor, power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. We're also acknowledging his only begotten Son, Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, also known as Yahusha, Yeshua, and Jesus. We're also acknowledging the Ruach HaKadosh, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, leading and guiding in all truth and righteousness, bringing all things to remembrance. I say good morning to you, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Talking Prophecy. We're going to be speaking about the last days. 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The Most High, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. 2 Peter 3 and 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So we see, we know that right now we are living in the last days. But we also see that the apostles said that they're living in the last days. And technically, you know, if you're looking at Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, by the time you reach Wednesday, you're looking at the end of the week. So you're looking at the last days. And so a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years a day. You can easily see that from Adam and Eve to when our Savior came to the earth, that wouldn't put it in the last days, because he came within the last 2,000 years. After, we could also look at it in this way, 6 days were given to work, and the seventh day will be rest. So as this end of an age comes upon us, then we'll enter into the millennial reign, which is, in this case, representing the day of rest. Sorry, my phone battery went out, so I'm sorry for this, brothers and sisters. So also acknowledging the fact that our forefathers, the apostles, and us in this current time, both are lived in the last days. Understanding some of the differences between the time frames, while the apostles were living in the last days, they had their heritage. They knew where Jerusalem was. They knew which tribes they belonged to. While we, on the other hand, we don't know where Jerusalem is. We don't know which tribes we belong to. So there have been many things that happened along this way. But there is no doubt that we are at the end of the last days. They were in the beginning of the last days. So technically, if Wednesday was considered the last day, they would be the Wednesday version, whereas we would be representing Friday, somewhere around Friday night, Friday evening, like, knowing that when Saturday hits, it's the Sabbath. So using this type of understanding, we'll try to go into it deeper to understand where we really are in this point in time in history. Because we're going to be the generation, Lord willing, that will experience the last week of the last days. and the last hour of the last days. The apostles never were going to experience this, but these things through the scriptures let us know that this generation will. So for you to be able to see this, you must first be able to see when the clock begins. So all of these scriptures that I'm going to read now are scriptures representing Israel returning home. Israel returning home starts the countdown to the final week of the last days. Revelation 12:6, and the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of power, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. That's Israel returning home, and she will dwell safely 1,260 days. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. This is Israel returning home. This is Israel not receiving any plagues and returning home safely. Isaiah 66:7-8. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. This is Israel returning home. Before the pain, I know we have a lot of people prognosticating doom and gloom, but the scriptures that I'm reading to you of Israel's return home, you see no death. You just see them being brought out and returned back to the land. What's happening now, the world is setting up for tribulation for the rest of the world. Israel will not be judged with the rest of the world. Israel will be brought back into their land. It will be the only place of safety on planet Earth, the lands of Israel. That's why the scriptures tell you that 1,000 will fall by your left hand and 10,000 on your right, but it will not come near you. That's because the lands will be protected. The Most High will protect those lands for 1,260 days. Everybody else, pick up swords, nation against nation, kingdom is kingdom. That's tribulation. That's what the rest of the world will be experiencing. The only people not experiencing that will be the children brought back to their land and those cleaving with them at that time. Excuse me. So like I said, before her pain came, she was being delivered. She brought forth. This is Israel returning home. Ezekiel 37:12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord power, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. This is all second Exodus scriptures. This is where the time clock starts for the last week of the last days. The last week represents the last 7 years. Right out of the box, you have 1,260 days when the woman flees to the wilderness. So that cuts half right there. And we know, according to Daniel, that in the middle of the week, the Antichrist, the beast, will come and set up shop in the temple, bringing the abomination of desolation. and causing the great tribulation to occur. Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So you see, in the middle, 1260 days, after the 1260 days, right around the middle, you're going to have events happening. Those events, the number one event, right around the end of the 1260 days will be, Michael will stand up, him and his angels, and they will battle Satan and his angels, and Satan and his angels will lose. We know this. They will be cast to the earth. And this is where we are right now. Well, I mean, not right now, excuse me. This is where it will lead to the final hour of the last days. Revelations chapter 3, verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Excuse me. So like I explained to you earlier, that when we go return back home, the rest of the world that didn't come will enter into tribulation. We will be in a safe place, 1260 days. After the war breaks out in heaven, Satan is cast to this earth. He will transfer power to the beast. And the beast will usher in the hour of temptation. There will be no safe place at this point in time during the hour of temptation. The whole earth will be being tried. Let me reread the verse again. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. So this is where the marriage supper also takes place. Those that were, like the Church of Philadelphia here, those that were keeping the word of his patience, they will be kept from this time period. They will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. The rest of the world will be dealing with this. So, to show you again that the final week of the last days, once we enter back into our land, we have 1260 days. That's about 3.5 years right there. Once the hour of temptation comes, we know that the beast, which is the Antichrist, will be given 42 months to do whatever he has to do. That's 3.5 years. It's also known as a time, times, and half a time. So this makes up what I've just explained to you as the last week of the last days. Our forefathers, the apostles, they would have never experienced this. This is also bringing into the scripture where Yahawashah said, this generation shall not pass until it sees all these things. Because the time is very compact. You're entering in, we're in the last days. You got to understand, the last days has been over 2,000 years. We're entering into the last week of the last days. And from the last week, you enter into the last hour of the last days, which is the hour of temptation. And so after the 3.5 years, Yahawashah cracks the skies with the armies of heaven, and they come back, take down the kingdoms of this earth, and then we enter into a 1,000-year millennium reign. So this, I hope, has been a blessing to help you understand exactly, well, not exactly, but enlighten you to some degree to understand and have a better understanding of what's really going on toward the end of these last days. All praises to the Most High Yahweh, his only begotten Son, Yahawashah, and to the Ruach HaKodesh. I love you, brothers and sisters. And until the next video or podcast or whatever, let's keep striving to make the kingdom. Selah.